Well, hello. Welcome back, my beautiful friends. My name is Heather Newman. If you are new here, I am so very happy to see that you are joining us today for episode number 199. Today, we're going to talk about stepping into wellness. We're not going to make this boring. It's just going to be a little sit down, have a chat, go for a walk. 7 reasons to lace up your adorable new sneakers, walk in this second half of life because we need to be walking, stepping into wellness. 7 reasons that we need to get outside and go walk. We're also going to talk about midlife belly fat. So hang tight. Let's go.
Hey, friend. Thank you so much for listening to Heather's Get Unstuck podcast. Her goal is to help as many women as possible. And if this episode helped you in any way, you can directly impact Heather's efforts by simply sharing a screenshot of this to your social media or team. Also, if you're looking for additional support, feel free to find Heather on Instagram at GlitterU, her website at www.glitteru.com, and or join the free Get Unstuck community Facebook group.
Hello there, my beautiful tone babes. Welcome back to the hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, a podcast for all you ladies in the second half of life who are ready to take responsibility for your own well-being and create a life that you love living. I am here to help motivate women just like you to look good and feel fabulous in this second half of life. I am your host, Heather Newman, and after spending the first 48 years of my life being a complete people pleaser and living with a scarcity mindset, I was stuck and ready for a change. I reinvented myself, I stopped outsourcing my happiness, and I've been brave enough to live a different kind of life. I will be here each week to help you do the exact same thing. So grab your headset or your earbuds, lace up those sneakers, tighten that ponytail, and let's do this. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. Today's podcast hopefully is going to be a little short, sweet one. But if you're on a walk, just listen to it twice, right? All right, my friends. Today, first of all, welcome back to another episode of the hashtag Get Unstuck podcast. I hope to be your go-to source for all things empowerment, wellness, and getting like your groove back, especially if you're in the second half of life like I am. It is so beautiful outside here today in Louisiana, but I don't want to talk about that too much because I know I've got some friends out in Vermont and Wisconsin that are probably not wanting to hear that as they probably look out the window at snow, which can be gorgeous. Don't get me wrong. But when we're talking about getting outside, getting your sunshine, you ladies, it's coming. Spring and summer are on its way. Today, I am super pumped because we're diving into something that is so close to my heart. It is something that transformed my life. I've been doing it for many, many, many years, and I just thought it was part of most people's everyday routine. But as I grew older and learned, it's not. It's not something that everybody does. And some people just can't get motivated to do it, and some people think it's boring. So anyway, it's been transformative, and we're talking today about the power of walking, as it shows in the heading or the title of this episode. Let me just tell you, it is about so much more than just hitting that step count on your Fitbit or your watch or whatever it is. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, if that's your jam, that's awesome if you're a step counter. But coming from a fitness lens, I would like you to be challenged to actually set time aside, to actually go on an intentional walk. The difference in just counting your steps at the end of the day and feeling like, oh no, I'm short 1,000 steps. Let me get up and go move around. Or I went to Disney, I walked 11,000 steps or 26,000 steps for the day. That walk is basically our body doing what our body's created to do. And that is to go about our business through the day, walk over here, do this, walk over here, do this, walk over here, stop, do this, walk over here, go over here, eat here, sit down. You know what I'm saying? Like, step count matters. Absolutely. But for today's podcast purposes and the way that we train over at Tone Babe Training and even Tone Babe Walking is we try to be more intentional with our walks because there's so many more benefits to walking than just moving the way God intended. We should be thinking about the other reasons that we go for a walk. Now, me personally, if you've been with me on this journey, you know that my reason lately, especially in the second half of life, when I turned 48, I'm 54 now, right about that time, I realized my mom, who has been dealing with arthritis for a long time, she was not able to just, like, if I'm like, hey, mom, let's go take a walk around the block, right? My mom's not physically able to do that anymore. And I thought for one moment, like, oh my gosh, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be older than I am now and not able to do that. Not that I can control everything, right? Like, I understand it's God's will. However, what I can control is maybe trying to stay healthy and strong and not be the person that's in her 70s, 80s that's kind of shuffling around in the grocery store. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm not making fun. I understand that generation did not have the tools. I feel like they didn't have what we have today, and that is all the tools at our disposal for things like this, even an episode of a podcast to actually put on some earbuds or headset. I like a headset. I love a headset, a big old headset. I link my Bose one that I always use. You always see me with. It's my favorite. It wasn't that pricey. I was going to say it's a little pricey, but I've had them for so long. If you average out how many days I've used them, it's really not. It's an investment. And those ear pod thingies, I don't do those. The cordless thingies in your head. I don't do those. My kids do, and so does my husband. But I mean, those aren't cheap either. So I feel like I could really lose those probably. And I've watched them lose one and one not work here and one not work there. I'd rather just have a headset. I'm less likely to misplace it or lose it. Anyway, off topic. If you have the tools in your ears, like that generation of our parents, they just didn't have any of that. So anyway, my motivation today is very different than it was a couple years back. But today, I think on the days that I don't feel like getting outside or going for a walk, I think, you know what? I'm not going to do it today for me. I'm going to do it for my mom because she can't. So if there's somebody in your life that maybe you could actually walk on their behalf, walk as a favor for, walk with intention of knowing that they're not able to do it and God blessed you that you are able and capable of doing it, maybe that could be some inspiration for you or motivation. So I just want to share that tool with you or that idea with you. So anyway, grab your favorite sneakers and let's just embark on this little journey that I wanted to talk to you today about. And that is 7 reasons that you should lace up, tighten that ponytail, lace up those sneakers, and go for a walk. Number 1, the reason why setting aside intentional time versus just, you know, moving about your day and then at the end of the day going, oh, how many steps did I get in? That's very different. That's a very different walking than the one that we practice here. So I just want to share this idea with you and I'd like you to try it. Number 1 is mental clarity and focus. This is so very important. And you realize during the day when you're walking and you're just counting your steps, you may not be being intentional about the walk. You might, but you might not. So reason number 1 that we set aside time, and what I mean by that is on my time blocker today, I have it written out that at 5 p.m. I'm going for a 30-minute walk. And that is something that I look forward to. So I know that my workday is going to end at X time. I know that I'm going to cook dinner at X time. I know what I'm having for dinner because I'm in the middle of my 7-day sugar detox. I'm on day 5. Day 2 and day 3 are always the worst. That's when you have the withdrawals from the sugar the most. And I had a really bad, bad, bad headache on Easter Sunday, which was not fun, but I made it through. I just upped my water game because a lot of times a headache is from dehydration. And then if you're having withdrawals from sugar, going through the sugar detox, I walk you through it. I give you every tool that you need. I give you a menu. I give you recipes. I give you
Like, you grab your breakfast, lunch, dinner, and a snack, and you write it out. So I already know what I'm going to have to eat, right? Not that you care about that right now, but I'm just letting you know what's going on in my world today. I'm on day 5. I already know what I'm having to eat, and I'll do my little walk and then come in and have that. And then I'm doing another little challenge that I invite you to do, and that is 7 days going without eating after 6:30 p.m., There are several benefits to that. I'm not going to dive into that. That would be a whole nother podcast. But anyway, these are some things that I have going on. And that is why reason number one, mental clarity and focus is going to be the point of my walk. So at 5 o'clock, when I go on my walk, I know that I'm going to be able to get some mental clarity and some focus. And I don't know, do you ever feel like your brain is just foggy or it's like a big tangled ball of yarn, or I don't know, just I'm saying I don't know. I know what I'm trying to say, but people may describe it differently. So foggy, your head's spinning, there's too much, you get overwhelmed. Well, lacing up your tennis shoes, your cute sneakers, and heading out for a walk can do wonders for kind of unraveling that mess, untangling those mental knots. So just know that walking not only gets your body moving, but an intentional walk, setting time aside for you, for your health, your physical health, and your mental health, and let's not forget our heart health, right? It not only gets your body moving, but it also clears all the cobwebs. So it'll clear all that fogginess from your mind, leaving you feeling so much refreshed on the other side of it, so much more focused on the other side of the walk. And I don't know about you, but for me, I'm like ready to tackle whatever the day or the rest of the day throws my way after I've had that walk. It can totally change your mood.
It's been a tough few years. Have you felt a little lost, fell off track, or maybe your life feels like it's been flipped upside down? Are you ready to get back on track with a simple jumpstart the healthy way? The 7-Day Sugar Detox, Sugar is the Devil book, is now available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It is a straightforward shortcut that tells you exactly what to eat and how to do this. The 7-Day Sugar Detox, Sugar is the Devil workbook and guide by Heather Newman will help you navigate a new healthy relationship with food. It will teach you which foods work for you and those that don't. This 7-Day Sugar Detox Guide is meant to be a staple. It's not a one-time use only book. It's one that you'll want to keep coming back to over and over again for guidance. It's the permanent solution that you've been looking for. This guide is used as a resource to get you back on track when you fall off, and we all do. It's a journey, not a destination. So happy to hear how many of you are enjoying this book, getting massive weight loss results, and use it as a tool after those binging weekends when you've really whooped it up. It's the perfect, easy-to-follow guide, including a grocery list and meal planning recipe options for breakfast, lunch, snacks, and dinner. If it's not on the list, it's not for us. Be sure to grab yours today and grab one for a friend. The 7-Day Sugar Detox, Sugar is the Devil by Heather Newman is available in a paperback and a hardback version. Visit the website www.sugardetox7.com or simply find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble websites. Sugar is the devil.
All right, you guys, we are back for our reason number 2, mood booster, right? Let's face it, we all have those freaking crummy days when we're just not feeling it. Like we're just feeling blah or meh, just not feeling it. But I'm telling you, a brisk walk, a 30-minute walk, and if you don't have 30 minutes to set aside, girl, get outside for 5 minutes. Just start with 5 minutes. Just give yourself the permission to go, you know what, I'm going to take 5 minutes, get outside for a walk in the great outdoors if your weather allows. I know, I hear you, Nina and Lynn. I know. But it will turn that frown upside down, you guys. Whether it's the fresh air, the sunshine, the snow, or simply the joy of putting one foot in front of the other. to move out of a situation or a rut or a feeling, we have to physically move, put one foot in front of the other. Walking has been scientifically proven to boost your mood and to leave you feeling happier, more relaxed, and ready to take on the freaking world. Moving on to number three, my favorite. Stress relief. Life can be so overwhelming and stressful, right? But before you reach for that tub of ice cream, those Oreo cookies, those Hershey Kisses, the bag of potato chips, whatever, dive headfirst into your sneakers. Before you put on that Netflix movie, before you do that, go put on your cute little sneakers, tie them up, and hit that pavement instead. Walking is such a fantastic stress buster. It reduces stress. It helps lower cortisol levels. Hello, that's huge. Cortisol is tied to that midlife belly. And it promotes a sense of calm and tranquility. So next time you're feeling just maybe frazzled or anxious, skip the stress eating, okay? When you go for the pantry, go for your tennis shoes instead and opt for a stress relieving stroll instead of everything else that maybe you would normally do. Number four, it's really cool to get moving, get outside, and get those creative juices flowing. So if you're a creative like I am, did you know that freaking walking is like rocket fuel for your creativity? You guys, it is so freaking true. Taking a stroll allows your mind to wander and your thoughts to just flow. And it really can start to ignite those creative juices. They just like start bubbling away. Whether you're brainstorming ideas for your next project or simply just pondering on life's big questions. Walking is therapy. Walking, it provides the perfect backdrop for inspiration. Number five, connecting with nature. You guys, we have bunnies in our neighborhood. I get to look for the bunnies, see the bunnies, the birds. Do you ever pay attention to the flowers that are blooming? The ones that are giving us all the sneezes and the allergies? They're gorgeous. In today's society, in today's microwave, I want this now, I want this now, I want this now, like go, this fast-paced world, it is so easy to become so disconnected from the natural world around us. But walking intentional time set aside to be intentional and mindful on your walk, it offers the perfect opportunity to kind of reconnect with Mother Nature or even in your faith and soak up all the beauty that the world has to offer instead of all the ish and all the mainstream media and the news and everything that's just like instilling fear and anger and anxiety and stress. All that is intentionally being pushed on us through music, through television, through social media. So whether you are able to go through a beautiful leafy park, or if you are privileged enough or blessed enough to stroll along the beach or go hiking even through the freaking mountains, diving into nature can have a grounding and just rejuvenating effect on both your body and your soul. Number six, obviously, physical fitness fun. If you're bored with your routine, get outside, go for a run. Do a little game with it. Like sometimes what I'll do is like, okay, walk to the mailbox and then run the next mailbox and then walk the next mailbox and then run the next, like make a game. If there's a black door, right? Like for every black door you see, you jog. And if you see a white door, you walk. Like make your own game. I don't care what it is. Just make it more fun. So I know I said that we're not here just to count steps on your Fitbit. And again, I'm not discrediting those steps. I'm just saying I want you to try a different way. I want you to try the Tone Babe walking way. And I don't know if I told you, not to get off track, we're on number 6, but I have a free Tone Babe walking 28-day challenge going on right now. And I just uploaded the new tracker. And if you're like me and you like to like check the boxes, put a big X through, you can get the tracker for free if you sign up for the 28-day walking challenge. Now, we started at the beginning of the month, but you can start any day at all. And this is a brand new one. So if you've done one of the Tone Babe walking challenges before, I believe the last one we did was a 25-day challenge. Now we're doing a 28-day challenge. And I'll tell you the best way to get your free 28-day tracker. And you can do this with your bestie. You can do this with your neighbor. You can do this with your sister, your mom, or just do it by yourself and not even tell anybody. But the easiest way to find it right now is to go to Instagram at GlitterU, that's GLITTER, the letter U, that's my Instagram, and then go into the link in my bio, and the first tab, there's a picture of me on the beach with my headsets, everything I've already spoken about today. Click on that, and then immediately you'll put your email in, and then what you'll get every day is a little email of motivation, your daily walking motivation email from me personally. It may end up in your spam box, so please check your spammy, but it's just a little quote or a little motivation every single day for 28 days. I'm not going to like spam you. But every day, look for your daily motivation to go on that walk, to set that intention. And you can get that at glitteru.com or, like I said, my Instagram at glitteru. And if you follow me on Facebook, it's all over there too. It's also on the blog. Okay, back to number 6. The physical fun and the physical fitness of walking. It's low impact. It's beginner friendly. It's totally customizable to suit your fitness level and goals. Like I said, if you just want to get outside for 5 minutes, I mean, to improve your cardiovascular health and to strengthen your muscles, boosting your metabolism, burning calories, walking does all of this. So when it comes to keeping your body fit, healthy, and strong, my go-to, my number one, I'll always say it, it's free. And most people have the blessing of being able to do it. And last but not least, we're going to talk about number 7, soul nourishment. So certainly not least, but it is the last one we're going to talk about today. Let's talk about soul nourishing power of walking. There's something just so soothing and soulful about putting one foot in front of the other and just diving into the rhythm of your own footsteps. I don't know if you ever tried that. Here's an idea for you. Don't even do the headset. Don't even do the podcast. Let yourself be free and unattached to your phone. Leave your phone in the car. Just make sure you're in a safe place, obviously. But it is so liberating to have nothing digital attached to you and go for a 5-minute walk. Nothing, no earbuds, no phone, no Fitbit, nothing. It feels so good, you guys. I challenge you to do it. We did this as kids all the time. It's so liberating. I can't encourage you enough to try it. It's just so soulful. And like I said, you'll pay more attention to like nature, but whether you're deciding to go on your walks alone with your thoughts or sharing a stroll with a friend, a loved one, walking provides the perfect opportunity to just slow down, you guys, to be present and to reconnect with you. Now, I know I said we're going to talk about 7 things, but I do have two little bonus reasons. If you didn't have enough with 7, we're going to end up with 9. Bonus reason number 1 that we should set intentional time aside to go on a walk is that midlife belly fat reduction. So let's talk about that stubborn midlife belly fat. It seems like it has a mind of its own. Are you with me? Walking is such a fantastic way to target those troublesome tummy bulges and to kind of trim down your, I call them cupcakes, your waistline. While we cannot spot reduce, we know that, I'm so very sorry. If we could, I would definitely have a book out that says, hey, look, for this, do this, for this, do this. We cannot spot reduce fat. But regular walking can help to decrease overall body fat, including that pesky belly fat that tends to accumulate right along the midsection as we hit middle age. So lace up those sneakers and start walking. It's a way to get slimmer, trimmer, and hit that midsection. And then number two, which is actually number nine of the podcast, but bonus reason number two is just hormones. I am not a hormone specialist. I dove down the freaking rabbit hole of midlife hormones. And y'all, there is so much to talk about. My best advice is go see a holistic hormone specialist. Stop getting all this information off of YouTube, off of Instagram, off of somebody that claims to be a specialist, somebody that claims to be a doctor. You guys know, go get the blood work done. Everybody's different. So if you're trying all these things, it's like learning seven languages at one time. Like that's not specialized. That's not specific to your body. And your body is unique in all ways. That's all I'm going to say on that. But let me just tell you that walking, right? Bonus reason number two, number nine of the podcast, we're almost done, is hormones. They freaking are so much a part of our midlife life. But because walking has such a magical way of restoring hormonal balance and like harmony within yourself, if you are consistent, I promise you that stubborn belly fat and those hormones are gonna get back in line. Because walking helps to regulate insulin levels. It reduces your cortisol. That's the stress hormone production. And it also promotes the release of those endorphins that we're always looking for. Those feel-good endorphins. That's why it may not feel good on the beginning of the walk. But by the end of the walk, girl, you are going to feel so much better. That's those feel-good endorphins. All of these play a crucial role in managing weight and reducing belly fat and just promoting overall health and well-being, right? So step outside, soak up some sunshine. Lynn and Nina and all my other friends that are still dealing with the snow, hang in there, get that little sunlight, walk around your house, make a little path around your house, 30 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, just start walking. And I don't know, maybe you could do something else too while you're doing that, right? Listen to a podcast, start walking around your house. Say, hey, family, I'm going for a walk in the house. All right, my friends, there you have it. The top seven with two bonus reasons to lace up those sneakers, tighten that ponytail, and hit the freaking pavement. I don't mean that literally. I'm talking like put on your tennis shoes, get outside. You know what I mean. So the next time you're feeling stuck, or you're feeling stressed, or just in the need of a mood booster, remember that the solution might just be a walk. Something totally free. Like, you don't need to spend a penny. Totally free. All right, you guys, until next time, keep walking, keep shining, and keep getting your body and your mind and your soul unstuck. Join me at the Tone Babe Walking 28-Day Challenge. I will talk to you next time. Love ya. Bye.
Hey friend, thank you so much for listening to Heather's Get Unstuck podcast. Her goal is to help as many women as possible, and if this episode helped you in any way, you can directly impact Heather's efforts by simply sharing a screenshot of this to your social media or team. Also, if you're looking for additional support, feel free to find Heather on Instagram at GlitterU, her website at www.glitteru.com, and or join the free Get Unstuck community Facebook group.